USA Radio News.
Florida resident Cesar Sayoc Jr. was charged Friday with five federal crimes related to at least 13 mail bombs being sent to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and other leading Democratic critics of President Trump. FBI Director Christopher Wray on how they were able to apprehend the suspect.
I want to focus for a moment on the amazing work of our folks at the FBI lab. Based on their initial analysis, they uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We have confirmed this fingerprint is that of Cesar Sayoc.
Megyn Kelly is out at NBC as her show has been canceled as the network continues to deal with backlash surrounding the now former host's recent blackface comments. The Dow was down 296 points to close the week at 24,688. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The latest snapshot of U.S. economic growth is released, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Commerce Department report showing the economy grew faster than expected in the year's third quarter at an annual rate of 3.5%. Now, that's slightly better than the 3.3% analysts had forecast, but slower than this year's second quarter when GDP grew by 4.2%. First quarter GDP growth was only 2.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook said Friday it has taken down more than 82 pages and accounts with ties to Iran that were posting politically charged memes. A combined 1 million users followed at least one of the accounts, which were live on both Facebook and Instagram. The accounts formed Facebook groups and hosted Facebook events, consistent with online activity of previously detected fake accounts. The memes that were removed looked to be against the Democrats and Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Healthcare is a big issue for many folks heading into the 2018 midterm election. Democrats are proposing a Medicare for All plan. That plan would make federal health insurance available for all Americans. Currently, it's only available for Americans age 65 and older. But what would this plan mean for you and your family? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Hadley Heath Manning. She is a policy director at the Independent Women's Forum, and I asked her what a Medicare for All type program or plan would do to your health care.
I think we have to be very careful who might ultimately be the victim here. It sounds like a good idea to give everybody basically the same insurance coverage, but we've got programs in place today that are specifically designed for certain populations. So Medicaid is for people with low incomes. Medicare was designed for senior citizens. And, you know, expanding those programs, as we've seen, you know, Medicaid was expanded tremendously under the ACA. Whenever we expand one of these, you know, government programs to able-bodied people, to more people than were originally intended to benefit from the program, then the vulnerable population, you know, low-income people, sick people, elderly people, they're the first people to suffer because you're taking a program that was really designed to protect them and you're expanding it to people who otherwise would do just fine in a marketplace, you know, buying private insurance for themselves. So I think we have to be careful not to victimize the populations that we, you know, for a long time have tried to protect.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.